hello there, sir. And welcome to my monster brothel, where we cater to customers who are looking for a more than ordinary experience with a woman. I don't think I've seen you here before, and I remember the face of every man I see. This is your first time coming here, isn't it? No need to be embarrassed. Everyone has their first time in a brothel at some point. No shame in that. Why, yes, I am a succubus. What gave it away? My horns? My swishing tail? My wings? I'm just teasing you, sir. There's no need to be embarrassed about any desires or thoughts in my brothel. Here. As I said, we cater to every kind of taste and desire you could imagine. No matter how deprived they may be considered outside these doors, nothing is off-limits inside. So, what kind of experience were you looking for here? What kind of girl were you interested in? And how much experience Say, sir, I hope it isn't too proddy for me to ask, but are you perhaps a virgin? Well, succubus are just kind of able to tell and smell the level of sexual experience on a man. And you happen to have a very fresh scent on you. Am I right in assuming so? Come now, there's no need to be shy in admitting it. I see. So you are. Well, we have plenty of girls here who would be perfect for a first-timer like yourself. So, if you'll just follow me, I'll go get my book that has all the different girls who are available right now. All you have to do is point at the one you like. I'll send you to your room, and she should be there shortly after. So, if you just follow me down the hall... You know you don't need to pretend not to look at me, right? Do you think I wear this revealing lingerie because I don't want people to look at me? I wear it because I get wet when people stare at my breasts and my ass. So, you acting like you're trying not to look at me is actually getting me wet. Oh, you stud. Are you sure you're really a virgin? Getting a succubus wet just by looking at her. Now, here we are. So, as you can see from this book, we have categorized all the different types of girls we have into different sections based on their experience and expertise, along with pictures of each of them. So, what kind of girl are you looking for? A werewolf? A harpy? A slime girl? We have just about every kind of girl you can think of here. I even have a ghost girl who can possess you and combine her orgasms with your own. Oh. A succubus? We absolutely have a list of different succubi to choose from. And I can point out a few who would absolutely love to get their hands on a cute, delicious virgin such as yourself. And I don't mean to display favoritism, but there truly aren't any other type of girls in the world who can fuck and suck like a succubus can. So, which of these would you like to choose? Do you prefer the older, big rusted melts? Or perhaps you prefer the smaller and younger girls? See anyone who catches your attention? Or, with the way you keep taking glances at me, wouldn't you like to choose me? The brothel owner herself to be your escort? Oh. I was only teasing, but... Was I perhaps right? You would actually prefer me? I'm sorry, sir. Though I am a succubus, I do run this place. And I usually make it a policy not to sleep with customers myself. Oh, please don't look so disappointed. It just makes you look so much cuter. Okay. Why don't you head upstairs to your room? Room 24. Just wait there and I'll see what I can do. It might be a bit of an extra wait, so just be patient and enjoy some of the refreshments that are laid out there, okay? Also, you should find a very soft robe hanging on the back of the door. If you wouldn't mind, you could slip out of your street clothes and into that in the meantime. I think you'll find it'll be much comfortable for you. Off you go, darling. Hello? It's me. Sorry for the wait. Nice and comfortable on the bed already? And I see that robe fits you comfortably as well. I had to freshen up a bit and change into a robe myself. This really isn't something I ever normally do, just so you know. But we do pride ourselves on having outstanding satisfaction with our customers, and... Well, I don't know. I suppose I just found you particularly cute and enticing. So, just for tonight, I'll indulge both you and myself. And I'll do it. I'll be the one taking your virginity. So, just how much experience have you had with a girl? Outside sex, of course. I see. That isn't really much. Well, why don't I just dim the lights a bit and light a few candles. I can tell you're nervous, and I want this first experience to be as nice and enjoyable for you as possible. I sense you are quite attracted to me, but also sense something else. Do I make you nervous? Is it because I'm a succubus? Or because I have so much experience when it comes to matters such as this? I see. Well, though I have slept with more men and women than I can count, as all succubi have, one thing you should understand is that, as a succubus, I view every time I have sex as almost like a first time for me. If it's performance or impressing me that has you worried, then you needn't worry about it. I plan to view this experience with you as just experiencing it with you alone, not with those I've had before you. Besides, I'll be guiding you through it, every step of the way. Now then, I'll just go ahead and remove my robe right now. You look pleased with what you see. Do you enjoy my naked form? I'll admit, when you came here and couldn't take your eyes off of me, it got me more wet than normal. With the way you were pretending not to look. So now, I'll just slowly make my way up to you on the bed. Until I'm straddling you. Just like this. Enjoying the view from down there? My breasts are quite nice looking, aren't they? Did you know that the breasts of succubi always remain perky? Our pussies always tight? No one knows how to use their mouth as well as a succubus can either. Men have said our mouths feel just as good as our pussies, and that our suction is unreal. And whenever my tail starts swishing around like this, it usually means I'm very, very excited. I'm sure you can tell. Can you feel it? The heat of my pussy going through your ropes. The wetness. We succubi are far hotter inside compared to any human girls as well. I can already feel you hardening against me. That's good. Nothing turns me on more than a man getting excited by my charm. Well, no need to lay there with your arms at your side. Touch me. Feel me. Starting with my hips, I can tell you like them. Enjoying how wide they feel, and how soft and smooth my skin feels. I'm sure this is the first time you're really getting to touch a woman this much. Are you surprised at how soft we are compared to you? My breasts? Of course you may touch them. Grab them and knead them as much as you like. No need to worry about being gentle. I can assure you that we succubi are very hard to break. Yes, knead them. In your hands, just like that. Explore me. Oh, they're quite soft and squishy, aren't they? And I can't believe it, but you're already starting to make my nipples go so hard. Yes, you are. Feel them for yourself. Try rolling them between the ends of your fingers. Yes, just like that. Goodness, I must be honest with you. I haven't ever gotten my nipples this hard so quickly before. I can't remember the last time I was given goosebumps. Oh, I so want to show you what else there is to experience. But first, I'll just lean over. Like this, and take your adorable face in my hands. Now, just try to follow the rhythm my mouth moves at. Didn't know any better. I'd say you've had a lot of practice. Pushing your tongue into my mouth certainly took my breath away. Now, I'm just going to open the front of your robe's bed. My handsome looking chest. And now I'm going to start kissing my way down. I love those little sighs you're making. Do you like the way my lips feel on your chest? I certainly love the way your chest feels against my lips. You seem to be pitching quite a tent now. So, I'm just going to open your robes and give it some air. Oh, this is quite an impressive cock. To think you've been hiding this thing inside your robes all this time. Well, since you're still so new to all this, I think I'm just going to start off giving you a blowjob for now, if that's okay with you. The night is still very young, and you have me the entire time. Good. And don't worry about me. For a succubus, drinking down cum gives us almost as much pleasure as having an orgasm ourselves. But I can't have you coming too soon. So as a precaution, I'm going to take my tail and wrap it around the base of your cock. Just like this. That should help make sure your cock behaves. I can tell how badly you want it. If I just lean down and blow on it. And breathe down on it. Feeling my hot breath run all the way down your cock. Turning into a tickling breeze on your belly. It just makes you ache to be taken into my mouth, doesn't it? You are so adorable. Alright. I won't make you wait any longer. So, I'll just start with some soft kisses right on the head. I don't know if it's just because you're such an adorable virgin, but your pre-cum is some of the sweetest I've ever tasted. I'm very serious, darling. And now, I want to get a better taste. Because I cannot wait any longer myself. Oh. So good. I honestly, I can't remember the last time I've tasted a cock this good before. Oh. Smell, taste. It's all just so delicious. Look at you, making such adorable noises and moving around. Oh, it's a good thing my tail is wrapped around your cock, or you may have come already, and I can't have that. No. I want the pressure and longing to build up. So when you finally explode, you'll absolutely give me as much cum as you possibly can. Oh, God, the satisfaction. I'm drinking down every fucking drop. And I'll get the satisfaction of drinking down every drop while I watch you writhe on the bed with pleasure. You let out that sigh. Shiver every time I swirl my tongue around the head of your cock like this. How are you enjoying your very first blowjob? I can tell you right now, no human woman would ever be able to make you feel this good with just her mouth. Only a succubus. Specifically, only a succubus like me could ever make you feel this good with her mouth. Now, I'm going to take you even deeper into my throat. So hold on, darling. It's been a long time since I've been that enthusiastic about deep-throating a cock. I must say, the effect you have on me has me rather perplexed. Well, no matter. I can tell your cock is on the verge of exploding. So hard and so swollen. So, I'll show you mercy and finally unwrap my tail from the base of your poor cock. And I'm going to take you back into my mouth again. I want you to come. And you ever have in your life. Just shoot that cum into my mouth whenever you're ready. I want every drop of it. Please. The different ones I've tasted, your cock and your cum are by far one of the sweetest. And the way you were thrashing around as I drank down every drop was just about the cutest thing I've ever seen. I'm so glad I bent the rules so that I could take care of you myself. If I had let one of my other girls do it and later found out just how sweet you tasted and how cute you were, well, I never would have forgiven myself. I'll just lay myself down here next to you while you ride the high down. And then, once you're ready, I have a little trick you need to succubi that will help shorten up that pesky refractory period of yours. Because having gotten a taste of you, I find myself having only had my appetite whet. I honestly have never wanted a man more than I have you. And I don't think I'll be satisfied until I've completely taken your virginity for my own. I've given you your first blowjob, but it's not enough. Not nearly enough. Don't you even worry about the cost, because I don't plan to charge you for any of this. Oh. No, this isn't about business. This is just about pleasure, and me getting what I want. Giving you what you need. And it's going to take most of tonight at least. So, my darling, prepare yourself for round 2.